Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
So do you lock in your rate on Friday like I told you when we had that nice little reprieve in rates? You didn't? You did? Let me know that down below. But in today's video, I'm going to try to explain to you guys what happened on Friday. This was a nice little reaction in the bond market. Well, the bond market's closed today, so how's it going to open on tomorrow? So I'm not thinking you're going to be too happy with this. But if you're watching this video, you're trying to figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it. Well, that's what we're going to try to focus in on today, folks. So without further ado, let's get over to it. So here's what happened over the last 2 days in the bond market. If you're trying to figure out what's happening with mortgage rates, you have to follow this thing right through here. If you look up there through there, it says the MBS. What is it? Well, that's a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. So the yield on this bond basically makes up the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So let's follow this and see what happened over the last 2 days and why I'm pretty much telling you tomorrow rates are going to go up. So let's get over to it. Here's what we had on Thursday. This was Thursday's market. It was kind of dull. And again, as this goes down, mortgage rates go up. So every day last week, we had a little bit of a trickle up. Then all of a sudden on Friday, woof, the market just went out of control. What happened? Well, President Trump came in and said, he was pissed off at China, I guess, and he's like, okay, we're going to include 100% tariff on China. Well, that sent the stock markets down off their highs. All the indices across the board were in the red. We had the bond market just screaming good. And when bond prices go up like this, that means mortgage rates are going to come down. So how you understand that up through there is the price of a bond goes up, any bond, it means its yield comes down. And because this is a mortgage bond, well, the mortgage rates came down. So what's going to happen most likely tomorrow is these gaps right through here. I followed charting as well, and usually we fill in a gap, and this is a huge gap. Okay, so what my thoughts are is we're going to open probably the market down through here. When the bond price goes down, rates go up. So this rally isn't going to continue. It actually faded at the latter part of Friday. What you're going to see most likely is the bond market open tomorrow pretty much down, pushing rates up. So you might have today the ability to lock in. And if you have any questions for us, please reach out to us. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. Here's what we saw on Friday. We had that market just crumbling, and now we have the indices all the way across the board up. And this is the reason for it. It was a tweet from President Trump right through here. It says, Dow Jones 400 points as Trump posts eases concerns around the U.S. and China trade tensions. So this is a huge piece of the puzzle because we're not getting any financial news or any economic news like this that we need to make decisions on where rates are going to go. So here's the economic calendar for this week. Let's look at what we got. Monday, nothing. Tuesday, Federal Chairman Powell speaking. This always scares me. Then on Thursday, Philly Fed information. No, we're not going to get it because they're closed. Producer inflation coming in on Thursday. They're closed. Retail sales not coming in. They're closed. We're not getting any of this information. So we're not going to get any information on producer and consumer inflation. We're not going to get any information on the unemployment rate. Why is that concerning? Well, let's get over to here. I don't know if I have this up on the charts, but let's get over to the Federal Reserve at a glance. Here's the stuff that they look at. It's the PCE, the inflation number, and then the unemployment rate. What are we getting this week? Well, if we go back to the economic calendar, we got the PPI, and then we got the unemployment rate. So we're getting inflation numbers, or we were supposed to get inflation numbers, and now we're not. So what do you do? It's a difficult market, folks. So we're going to look at earnings reports because a lot of earnings are starting to come back because I'm looking to find the strength of our economy based on corporations and consumer spendings. Because we don't have the financial data, we're going to take the data that we're getting from these companies to figure out, are they profitable? How's their earnings looking? And so forth. So throughout the week, we're going to go through and look at each day what earnings earnings come out, and today we have Fastenal. Fastenal, it looks like, came out, and their earnings per share did not hit on consensus, but their revenue did. So Fastenal, we're not really concerned about them. As we get on to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're getting a lot of financials. This is because of how strong they are. We're getting JP Morgan, Citibank, BlackRock, and even like Domino's Pizza, how the consumer's doing. And we're going to go throughout the rest of the week and see how these give us fill in the data. But the biggest concern is what the Federal Reserve is going to do, because right now the markets are telling us, well, we don't know inflation because we don't have the data. So when you tweet out saying, okay, we're going to increase your tariffs 100%, we don't have the inflation numbers on top of it, so how do we measure this? That's why the markets are so reactive. So in 16 days, the Federal Reserve is going to come out and tell us what they're going to do. I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. They're cutting. How much? How many times? Well, that's the concern that we have right now. How much are they going to cut, and how are they going to determine what they're going to do, because we don't have any of the financial news coming out. So let me talk to those out there that are looking to build specifically, looking to buy, and then looking to refinance. Okay, so if you're looking to build, here's what I would suggest you do. We don't know where tariffs are going to go. I'm estimating that we're basically peaked out right now on inflation. Could it go up just a tick or two more? Yeah, but I think like oil. Look at oil right now. I was driving around yesterday. There was a big scarecrow fest in my town. Went to get oil. It was $2.99. Folks, we're in Chicago. Gas is never $2.99 a gallon here. So if it's $2.99 here, you're probably paying a dollar. Let me know what your gas prices are where you are down through there. So here's what my expectations are. Rates in this quarter is going to be 6.25 to 6.5. That's going to be our spread for Q4. And we're basically here now. Q1 is going to be dependent, once we do finally get the numbers on jobs and the employment data, that's going to flush in all this data and provide us, the Fed, and the markets with a fresh look of numbers. So, but then when you start throwing curveballs like the China trade, what do you do? So here's my thought. If you're building a house, qualify at 6.75, just to be careful. Am I expecting rates to go there? No. But nobody was expecting rates to go up to 8% or down to 2%. So be careful. If you're looking to buy, it depends on the time frame. But I'm still saying, okay, if you're looking to buy within the next couple months, structure all the numbers around 6.5. Okay. But if you're looking to refinance, that's that dilemma point where people are like, you know, what do I do? So I created a tool for you guys. Let's get over to my website. This is therateupdate.com. Folks, I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. I'd love to work with you. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I've been doing this for over 35 years. So use my experience if you're looking to buy, if you're looking to refinance. We really don't help people that are building because you usually use the builder. But if you need help there, I'd love you to help there. So go to my website, and here's the tools that we have for you, especially if you're looking to refinance. So you can't track this on your own. So we actually did that for you. We put in RateWatch. This is RateWatch 2.0. We actually just created an AI system with this that I track. We don't sell it or anything. Put in your information in here, what your mortgage rate is and what mortgage rate you'd be comfortable or at least want to look at the numbers. So let's say, grab your mortgage statement and say, okay, I'm at 7.25. Well, when rates hit 6.25, Dan, let's run the numbers. Let me know what my payment would be. So what's my savings? What's the cost? And then what's my break-even point? If all those make sense, we'll get you paperwork started and locked in. If not, we'll put you right back in the RateWatch tool so we can monitor that for you. So that's our report for today. The bond market is closed. That's why I didn't do a report earlier, and I won't be doing a closing bell because there's no point for it. But when tomorrow's opening bell comes open, I think mortgage rates are going to pop. Are they going to jump tremendously? No, we might be looking about 6.35, 6.38, but it's not going to jump anything big. But those are my expectations and the whys behind it, folks. So if you haven't subscribed to my channel yet, please do so right over there. I'm trying to hit 40,000 subscribers this month. Only you can help me. I'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday, live with Stock Talk Tuesday. And we have a whole slew of live events for you this week to help you guys understand the markets, how to invest, and even how to invest in real estate to make real estate a little more understandable for you. So thanks for watching, folks. My name is Dan Frio. Love to work for you if you're looking to buy or refinance. Other than that, have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow morning at the opening bell, and we'll be back on schedule. Thanks for watching, folks. Thanks for subscribing. Bye-bye.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.